This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks. We're here talking to Steve Pachenik. This segment, the next one, write your calls. I just wanted to ask Dr. Pachenik of StevePachenik.com. Looking at this, the Democrats are hashtag hunt Republicans. We've got documents that we've confirmed are real. George Soros has denied them. His son has denied them that they're trying to cause race war, civil war on the streets. They've not been successful with how they work with Blue City Democrat police departments where they're knocking windows out and burning trash cans, but it's scripted. They have a threat continuum. It's all planned out. They're trying to get other people to get violent. We published that months ago. I mean, this is serious criminal activity. So I get we don't want to be too precipitous to clean them out. I'm not an authoritarian. I'm a libertarian. But I feel derelict watching them do this and them trying to gear up a coup and just all the wild-eyedness that's going on and trying to sabotage the economy. And we have a clear and present danger, a book you wrote, turned into a movie, here in this country. And I don't want to underestimate these people. That's all I'm saying. What keeps you awake at night, Dr. Pachenik? I mean, I know we're winning overall Americana, free market worldwide, but they could grab victims from the jaws of defeat. And I don't want to also give them ideas because I used to think they were smart. I realize they're just dumb, but they're like cancer willing to take over. That's why they're in power. But how are they going to strike back? What do we do if they start killing people or they stage a bunch more false flags? We know they're doing that. We know they're winding it up, preparing it, lining the people up, standing down. I mean, and they're so pissed we're exposing that. That tells me that they won't be discredited ahead of the next narrative they launch. They don't even get to that. People tune in even more. They're just so, they have this, I mean, you're the psychiatrist, this narcissism where they think they're invincible, but that's their weakness and their strength, isn't it?
No, it's more of their weakness. It's not even an issue of narcissism. It's grandiosity that really has no basis in reality. All they're doing is the tighter they become on the target, which is yourself, me, or Trump.
Target psychosis.
I'm sorry?
Target psychosis.
Well, we say your fixation on a target. That's basically what we say in the military. So you miss the entire target. And at the same time, while they're focusing in, they're being on Trump, he's being able to retaliate so fast that and it's not only the Democrats. What he's done is to make sure Ryan is
Oh, yeah. Why is Paul Ryan leaving? I forgot that question.
Yeah, I mean, this is not an accident.
You predicted 6 months ago that he'd be going.
Correct. And I said there would be 20 to 25 different Republicans, so-called Republicans, who are moderates or didn't support Tom, have no idea what he's doing, have no idea where the Republican, and they're leaving. And that was part of his agenda, except he didn't say it outright. He said, you're either with me or you're against me. But the tighter you come in on him, the more effective he becomes. And that's why you, myself, and I, what keeps me up at night? Not really very much. I go up the next day and I say, okay, is my garbage can gone?
No, I get it. I just here's the thing. We can all put a good face on it, and things are going our way. The worm's turning, but they are bullying the hell out of individuals. There's bad. I mean, I want to look at the negative position here.
The negative position is basically the repetition again and again. It's almost repetition compulsion of a neurotic or a psychotic person. They repeat the same thing.
It's a mantra. There's a mantra.
Correct. It's a mantra. He's lazy. He's tired. He doesn't know what to do. It was in the New York Times. He's crazy. He's stupid.
He needs to not listen to that. He needs to stop reading the New York Times.
Not really, because what happens in turn, it's really paradoxical intention. I'd like him to listen to it because what he does
it makes you come back stronger.
he comes back stronger, and then you see the real Twitter war where he comes in and he will devastate people right and left, and they don't really understand what happened. So they think he's uncontrollable. No, he's very controllable. It's only he has to depend on what time he does it. He has to listen to his friends, or as Landowski and Stone have said, let him be Trump. He's going to be what he is. He built a $1 billion business. He went out of his way to build us an
ice cream. He did it his way. We'll be back with Carlos, Jeff, Ryan, Matt, David, and Nemo. Stay there. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I get so wrapped up in target fixation that I don't even plug last hour. And why wouldn't I? One plug can deal with one of these lawsuits. And that's the good news. The bad news is they got notice of two more to be filed next week. These are bigger. They're still frauds. I got corrected yesterday by the lawyers. We had two dismissed last week. One was about $1,000, almost $10,000 in lawyers' fees to get it dismissed. And I mean, but these lawyer mills just turn up the heat and just, and it's like all former Clinton lawyers and Soros people. We've got to do slapback suits to punish them and to get the money back. And that's what's going to cost the real money. Or they'll just keep filing them into infinity, like a hall of mirrors. You know, my dad's older uncle went down on a boat carrying weapons to England in World War II, and family died in Vietnam. They had really tough jobs with all the foot rot and the VCs and, you know, the Korean War and everything. So I'm not a hero. I'm really blessed to be fighting these people and just have Soros suing me and stuff. I mean, I'm glad they haven't sent somebody to kill me. But they know they're being watched. They know they can get away with that now. It's a 21st century war. I'm just saying it's an epic time to be alive. We have the very best deep Earth iodine. Nobody else has it. People are trying to figure that out. Now companies are coming in wanting to buy it up. It's about to be in shampoos and stuff that a major company's going to put out. And I can tell you that's why they just jacked up the price on us. And then they say, we might even have it for you. So we've already called more than 10 oil companies that get distillates and derivatives and things and different mineral extractions. As you have to understand, if the well's $30 million to drill, some 10,000 foot well, get them to stop and grab deep earth iodine, is a big deal. Even though we sell a lot of it, we're still not in the market compared to oil and gas. So this is pure, true atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. We had folks harass us and try to stop us 5 years ago to kill our clean seaweed version. It was a lot weaker, but still pure, but it wasn't atomic. So we ended up getting this just by the grace of God. Well, it could be over. And believe me, I'm not happy about that. We're about to sell out of it. We got maybe two more runs we can do. But that shipment's already going up. It's got to be kept in a DEA facility in Houston. And then it's made in a special lab because pure iodine obviously has other uses. Once it's put in the palm oil, it doesn't. But it's key to IQ, stamina, energy. It's made me lazy. I was swimming 2 miles every other day, everything, and couldn't lose weight 6 years ago. I went on pure atomic iodine, and it was just like I lost 40 pounds. It's made me lazy. I haven't even worked out this week, and I'm skinnier than I was, you know, 6, 7 years ago. I mean, I'm a husky guy, but I've actually lost a lot of weight. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, and on Monday, I'm going to go back to full price, which is $40. And again, we don't put 7-time markups on these products. We put on average about 150%. That's 1.5 markup. I'm thinking about not doing that anymore just because of all the globalist operations. I want to give, you know, and I could play the game of raising the price, then lowering it and saying it's 50% off. Well, when you say 50% off, it's really 50% off. Well, it's 25% off right now. That's about to end. Bodies, Ultimate Tumor Formula is back in stock. Great anti-inflammatory. That's there. So many other products. Alpha Power is back in stock, 25% off. You get free shipping on orders $50 or more. But just know this. You cannot give the globalists a bigger black eye and stand up against them in supporting free speech, because they see this show and our guests as a constellation of resistance and information that's so close to what's really going on. Not that we're perfect. We all see through rose-colored glasses, that they want it shut down. And I agree with Pachinik. The one-dimensional thing of crushing us when we already did our job. We still want to be here and still want to help and all the rest of it. But there's a real satisfaction in being the rock that hits the pond, because your parents and your ancestors and the culture got you there. They threw you. You hit, and then the waves have already gone back and bounced back. And by then they realize that you see 100 more rocks about to hit. They don't even see the 100 other rocks in the air. They're worried about crushing the spot where the rock hit 23 years ago, and they don't even get that already it's an exponential wave. That, quite frankly, that wave, Dr. Pachinik, we'll go to call, scares me, because the unknown things that are going to happen and how the entrenched bureaucracy is going to deal with a true renaissance 1,000 times the magnitude of the one with the Gutenberg Bible 560 years ago.
Let me put it this way. You and I have had lawsuits. I've had them since I left medical school in 1968. So in every business I was in, real estate, books, movies, they've always been lawyers. So one of the signs of success that I usually say is when I have my lawyers, I'm being quite successful because I have to fund them. The notion of the law or legality is what allows you and me to really go into a kind of a mutual relationship with the adversary, where we can tone down the rhetoric, tone down the emotions, and allow the kabuki, whether it's right or wrong, the kabuki of so-called justice to play out. So I have been there with you. I'm still there with you, filing lawsuits against the mines, against water companies, against all types of things. But I haven't stopped doing that since I was in my 20s or 30s. And that's not including what I did in the operational field, because I never used lawyers there. But in a way, the point of success, and it's ironic, is to have these lawsuits and continuously fight back. The lawyers love this. Unfortunately, that's the way our system works, but it works. When you push back, the system doesn't want to continue to keep paying and hitting Alex Jones. That's the same way I would go all the time. I'd have to hire a lawyer in Hollywood, a lawyer in the publishing industry, a lawyer here. Everywhere I looked, I had a lawyer. But for the most part, they are your allies in order to create a new narrative.
Well, I would say it's the Republican lawyers that are always the good ones, as the Democrats are the bad ones. I mean, more and more I realize that the Republican establishment's bad, but the Democrat lawyers are the scum of the earth. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Thank you very much, Alex. It's a great pleasure to speak to both of you. Most informative and powerful analysis. I wanted to draw your attention to what is defined as the swamp. In my opinion, the problem in the United States, which President Trump can solve, not easily, but he is able to, is that the problem of congressmen and senators who receive money from foreign powers indirectly through agencies and friends and so on, and are able to, without even reading the legislation sometimes, just pass it through and, you know, even defiance of the
president. Exactly. The idea that Trump's a foreign power when it's the globalists that have sold us out is asinine. So what do we do? How do we identify the swamp? He didn't hire any lobbyists. How does Trump go completely ape and start indicting a bunch of these people?
Well, it's a matter of democracy, information, a matter of informing the public as to who's taking money from where. Some of these people are room temperature IQ. I mean,
so dumb. The U.S. had half the world industrial power 30, 40 years ago. They sold it out to corporations for little nickel and dime power when we could have projected freedom worldwide, built everybody up, and been in charge of it all. They literally gave away the perfect free market system of world government. The globalists are the biggest idiots on the planet.
Yes, and as it turns out, you've got a situation where a foreign leader of could be Saudi Arabia or Israel can go to the Senate, to the Congress, get standing ovations, you know, to the embarrassment of the president, to the embarrassment of the community they're supposed to serve, and turn around and ignoring things like the Symington amendment, which prohibits countries from giving money.
Absolutely. What about boomeranging around? Like Trump let the submariner off the show, a 50-year-old submarine. It was no big deal. It was all bull. They found it in the landfill, clearly a setup. He pardoned that guy because you're showing how Hillary did 10,000 times that. What about boomeranging back? I mean, why won't the Justice Department, Dr. Pachinik, go after all the clear sellouts to foreign powers that Hillary got caught in? Why? Like you said, why does he fire Rosenstein and these people?
I don't know why he doesn't fire them. I can tell you I wouldn't trust them because most of them are bureaucrats who have really no vested interest in serving our country. What they basically do, along with the politician, is they're concerned about their own viability or their own livelihood. If you look at a congressman or senator...
But don't they get, if they bet on a country like this with the resources and the culture, they get everything by betting on the country instead of worrying about their own stupid asses?
They're not looking at the United States. They're looking at their own specific amount of money that they receive, their salary.
No, I agree. They think Trump's mentally ill because he cares about America. It's America. It is exceptional, idiots. It's the Renaissance. We have to bet on it, or the Chi-Coms or some other. We're going to do one more segment, then Joel Gilbert's coming up. Thank you, Carlos. We're going to go Jeff, Ryan, Matt, Nemo, and David. I swear we're going to each caller 1 minute. Chinnick will have 30 seconds on each caller, and I'm going to shut up. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Now, when he's your financial supporter, George Soros wins. He's not going to win. That guy's not going to be around much longer, is he?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going right to your phone calls. Final segment with Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. Then we've got a great guest host coming up, Joel Gilbert, with a big guest and a key breaking intel. Always has amazing guests on. And Joel lets me pop in here on these Friday editions when I need to go over. I appreciate him. He's welcome to come back later during the 34-hour broadcast on the War Room as well. Filmmaker Joel Gilbert. But when I am openly saying that humanity needs a world government that doesn't have governmental power, it needs a system where people come together, they discuss, they make unilateral deals country to country. That's the next step in humanity, but not some secret authoritarian thing where corporations that are greedy run it or you get rid of sovereignty. I see it as America 1776 worldwide is what I call it. And true free market and true open societies countering George Soros' open society that's a counterfeit and a fraud of that. So I made that point that America, with all its wealth, all its power, because it was the most free country in the world, had the whole future ahead of it, but the robber barons leveraged us out. The smarts of the yeoman farmer and the folks working in factories couldn't translate into the robber barons and the big elites. And so we've now seen the globalists last half century, but that thing is coming to an end, and they're panicking. Dr. Pachinik, we're going to these calls right now, but briefly, guy called up and said, oh, Alex, the globalists aren't losing. We need to get violent. But the guy's always calling for the violence. They're not leading the violence. I really think the prognosis is good for nationalism and free market. After all, it works so much better than tyranny and communism and socialism and authoritarianism. Really, if we just promote it and expose it, don't you think we'll win?
I think we're winning already. The fact is, look at the economy. It's been on a roar. I mean, we have really had an incredible growth. We've had the lowest unemployment rate in years. We have been able to finish a war in Iraq and in Syria and pretty much in Afghanistan. I mean, we are in great shape. The real issue for the globalists is that they do not understand what America's about. Soros is what we call the Judenrat Hungarian Jew, who really is not relevant to us. He was a traitor to other people. I mean, when you are basically compromised in your character, the rest of your life you're compromised.
Again, as a psychiatrist studying his activities, what is his problem?
His problem is, I could give you a psychiatric diagnosis, but he's pretty much of an a-hole. I mean, that's what I would say as his diagnosis. He's a raving a-hole. I know, I've met him, I find him totally ignorant and totally unpleasant, but he's not the relevant part. What's relevant is for you to maintain and for us to maintain where the country is going at a very fast rate. We're starting to get millennials into the political system who watch you, who listen to you. Whether they're the left or the right, they're coming in and they're beginning to understand, number one, you serve the country however you want to serve it. Number two, you then come back and serve it in a civilian form. Number three, you get involved in local politics. As LBJ, it's always local. The Soroses and the Pelosis and the Feinstein, they're fossils.
No, I agree. Their huge exhibition of energy is their death throes. That is the truth statement today.
Correct.
David in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. I I want you to know that you have a great following in the, within the 18-wheeler community, and we really appreciate the information that we get. And I'm an avid fan of the Brain Force, the Alpha Male. I've used many of your products, and you know, it took a few weeks for it to cut to before I could tell. But my doctor told me I needed vitamin D. I use your Bone and Joint. I use your Winter Sun. And what a big difference.
You know, it's funny you say that. We don't just give people stimulants. We give them what the top scientists, not me, say is the building blocks you're missing. So it takes a few weeks. Exactly. This is not instant, you know, paper over stuff. This takes a few weeks, like X2, you name it. But once it kicks in.
Yeah, and once it kicks in, and then, you know, there's times when I have to drive all night. I take two Brain Force. It doesn't matter if I even drink coffee. I don't even need coffee. And it's clear I can concentrate on my driving. And I just want you to know that I've contributed. I'm probably coming up on $1,000 right now that of products that I've bought. I've got over 2,500 points of Patriot points right now, and I'm going to order some more stuff today.
Well, let me say this, David. If you weren't here, we'd be shut down. I don't just tell the audiences to patronize. If you weren't supporting, we wouldn't have Trump in. We wouldn't have this platform. It'd be all over. So thank you so much for your support, sir.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I fly InfoWars your bumper stickers. I get bumper stickers when I order stuff. I put it on my window on the inside so it can't be removed. And I tell you what, I have conversations. I wear your T-shirts, and I wore one, Hillary for President had George Soros on the back of it, and I'm waiting there to pay for stuff, and these drivers come up to start talking about George Soros. I mean, we know, and I mean, there's so many drivers that follow you.
Dr. Pachinik, about truck drivers? They seem to be not left or right, but just super informed patriots. I'm not just saying that. Truck drivers out of any group.
I've invested in a lot of truck drivers. Number one, believe it or not, the truck drivers are very independent. What they really do is they own their own trucks, and what they depend on is a very sophisticated information system that tells them where to pick up the load, how much the load is, where to take the load. So they are very sophisticated business people who know exactly what they need, what they want to do, and what it takes. So this is an example. This gentleman is a great example of why America's great. Trucks are moving everywhere over the United States.
By the way, I knew what you were going to say. I remember like 5 years ago you said the truck driver is the archetype of America. Correct. I remember you saying that.
That's correct. And I believe that they have become the archetype of America because that's their independent freedom. They drive when they want to. They pick up the loads they want to. They know where to go. When they go over to another place 1,000 miles away, they have another load. They bring it back. They know what the shipment is. They know how much it costs. You can't get more sophisticated than a truck driver.
Well, it's like a land-based merchant marine. It's an army.
Look at it. Exactly right. And they have to deal with sophisticated internet capacities. Now, do you think our politicians know anything about it? No. Basically, the truckers are the most amazing business people I've ever met. And by the way, they're the most courteous on the road, and they're formidable. They're the ones who make the road go.
Well, I'm just asking why. I've been on the air 23 years. It's the truckers of any group. We should make the show more about truckers.
That's correct.
They are the most active patriotic group. It's crazy, other than veterans.
Well, because they are like you and I. They're business people. If you haven't, you know, everybody says you got to go to college. No, you don't have to go to college. You have to understand what it is that you can do. And if you're a trucker, you go to school, you learn how to drive the truck. It's a very sophisticated system. But at the same time, you take the risk. You take the load. You take the upside. You take the leverage. You know the gas. You know the wear out. You know the depreciation. You know the length of time that the truck can go in. And when
it's
you
that process that's empowering to the individual.
It's totally empowering, and it's empowering to our country. The more trucks we have, the more trade we have, and you can see it east, west, and north, south. I mean, I live right in the middle of Florida, and you see trucking going from Jacksonville to Gainesville. It's constant, and we're building more roads. So the infrastructure project is the next thing Trump is going to talk about. Who else has talked about it? I haven't heard a president talk about that yet. So the trucker is the penultimate American entrepreneur.
All right. God bless you, David. Listen, I said I wouldn't go any further. And Larry Klayman's coming up with breaking news with Joel Gilbert. But I've got to go to Nemo when we come back. Tom Clancy died mysteriously. But I don't know if that's true, but we know that Steve Buscemi was good friends with him. We'll find out about that real fast. And Joel Gilbert's taking over. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Poets tell how Pancho fell.
The poets tell how Pancho fell.
He left his living in cheap hotels.
The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Honcho needs your prayers, it's true. But save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do.
Never saw Merle Haggard in concert. I was buying tickets to see him in, like, Waco in a month when he died in South Texas. Yeah, I think it was like Corpus Christi or something from pneumonia. Side issue. I apologize to Joel Gilbert. When he signed on to do Fridays 1 hour, I told him occasionally I'd hijack it, but he's welcome to come on with Larry Klayman during the war room or during the 24-hour broadcast that's going on, or in the last segment here in a few minutes. But I swore to go to these phone calls, so we're doing it right now. Thank you, David, in Oklahoma. Appreciate your call. Nemo in Massachusetts, you're on the air with the co-author of many of Tom Clancy's books, Dr. Steve Pacini. Go ahead. Okay, you got your question, Nemo? Got any other questions? Well, there you go. You had your question about Tom Clancy died mysteriously. Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. Big fan. Yes, well, I haven't been able to get too many direct sources. I found out kind of late towards the end of the election that he died. Couldn't find any real coverage on it. Was asking if the doctor...
It did get unusually low coverage for one of the best-selling authors in U.S. history. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I think the main reason for that is he's essentially our first accepted leaker. You know, he taught the American people what really goes on with all those government dollars and all those programs, and truly a great American in my mind. But, yeah, I only found out through, you know, following the rabbit hole of all the people who had died mysteriously and, couldn't find any real solid coverage.
Well, one of his good friends is right here. Was there any hanky-panky or foul play or skullduggery with...
No. Tom was an unusually bright man, a very funny man, a very serious man when he had to write. We wrote together. We did a lot of things together. I can assure you he died a very dignified death, a very quiet death. I miss him very much. And the irony of all about Tom, although he wrote these brilliant books, was that he was one of the funniest men I had ever known. And he would always temper my laughter because I said, Tom, we really should be in the business of writing comedy and humor. And he said, no, that's much harder than you realize. So, no, we miss him. I can assure you he died a very dignified and honorable death. He's a great service to America, and he was a great American. I thank you for the question.
Any other questions, Nemo?
I would just like to say thank you to the doctor, and that I'll spread that to those of us that are skeptics and seekers. And please keep continuing to do what you do.
Sure, I don't want to get his private life, but, I mean, didn't he smoke a lot of cigarettes?
Yes. I didn't want to get into that, but he did smoke a lot of cigarettes. There's a little story I had to kind of a sidebar. When we were in Hollywood together and we were doing the four-hour miniseries, he went around. I had to kind of hide some of the cigarettes around.
Was that NetForce?
Huh?
Was that NetForce?
Yes. Boy, you're that's amazing. Yes, that was NetForce. And we kind of had a game, and then he kind of picked up a few cigarettes in one place and then another place. And I said, well, you missed a couple of points. And then in the car, he just picked up all the cigarettes he had. And it's the kind of habit you really can't break. But he was a wonderful partner. I really enjoyed having him. And he had a great sense of humor, a great American. He really loved this country. And when we worked together, it was just a great pleasure. But unfortunately, he'd smoke a lot.
I only started smoking in college when I would drink beer and stuff, and I didn't like it at first. And then all of a sudden, I caught myself about 8 years ago smoking a pack a day, and I went, when my, like, three-year-old daughter grabbed the cigarettes and threw it in the trash, that was it. But, yeah.
Well, if we can do any one thing, we have to warn our audience, please stop smoking. It really has a very deleterious effect on your body. When you come in the emergency room, we doctors know automatically. If you even tell us that you didn't smoke, we'll know that. And it has a deleterious effect. They put ammonia into the nicotine, so it's addictive. It's not just psychological.
That's right. It's a bunch of chemicals they get away with the grandfather. That's a great point.
That's correct.
They put all sorts of crap in there. Nemo, thank you. Jeff in Canada, you're on there with Dr. Steve Pacini. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm driving a truck up and down Vancouver Island today, and you sharing that segment earlier in the day about people getting chopped up and shot, and you broke my heart, man. I'd stop the truck and cry.
Well, you ought to have to watch the footage. You know, I got tears in my eyes, and I made myself watch 2 hours of it in that office of Al-Qaeda and ISIS chopping up people and making people eat it before they blew their heads off, lining little kids off and laughing when they shot little girls in the head. That's the kind of footage that's been removed off YouTube. Most people haven't seen. And that's the satanic behavior of the jihadis. I don't know how they get those people so whacked out, but, I mean, it's like watching Charlie Manson cut up, the lady he killed. But it's actually happening.
You know, I just thank God for InfoWars and all the wonderful guests that you have on to be able to just bring that information that we'll never hear from MSM. And I just want to say, you know, I heard about this other, the truck driver and the support. I just want to say from Canada, I want to just pledge to you today $100, and I want to just anybody within earshot of wanting to be free, because there's an international movement against us, freedom loving, God loving people. If you can hear this, support Alex, support the show, support the guests, because maybe you don't think you can afford $100, but if you can't afford to do that, can you afford to be without outlets like yours?
And, well, I know this. I know this. I have so much faith in people that I'm super confident. But absolutely, I mean, we have the globalists after us. We have the worst people after us. And when you support us financially and get great products at the same time, it's seismic. That's why they hate free market, because free market, even if it's limited, gives people a manifestation of their will. That if you read the Clinton Foundation documents, not the current one, but their law library, in like 1993, the documents came out that were, you know, from their first running for president. They were obsessed with not letting libertarians or nationalists or conservatives have a market, have books. They wanted books shut down. They wanted videos shut down. They wanted no economy for us. Well, they failed, didn't they, Dr. Pachenik?
They failed completely. Ironically, the man behind a lot of what happened in Arkansas was a man by the name of Sam Walton. If you look back at his history, he was in military intelligence. He was, in fact, in charge of the internment camps for the German Americans and the Italian Americans. And so what you had was an individual who already understood repression and suppression. As a result of that, he garnered a lot of money, I would say, from China or elsewhere, and then propagated this notion through the Clintons and others. But it's a very dangerous collusion that occurred between World War II intelligence reports and people and the ongoing representatives of the state. And if you see the movie by Tom Cruise, American Made, you're going to understand how the intelligence world or the deep state world under the Clintons worked against the interests of the United States. I strongly recommend that movie. I think it's on Amazon because
I'm not a big Cruise fan, but it's an excellent movie. I saw it, very historical, as you said. God bless you, Jeff. Thank you. Look,
thank
I'm out
you.
Of time. I've already taken 45 minutes away from Joel Gilbert, who I apologize to, but he signed on. No, this would happen. So he can pop back in later, but he's going to come up with Larry Klayman, always has great info. And then Ryan and Matt, I apologize, but we will be back, Lord willing, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. The 36-hour broadcast has 3 hours, 4 hours left in it right now. Infowars.com, newswars.com. Again, just spread those links. That's the biggest thing you can do. StevePachinik.com. 20 seconds, final comment.
I have full faith in you. I have full faith in the American public. I really appreciate the truckers of the United States, Canada, and elsewhere. And the Republic will survive and prosper. Be safe and God bless.
That's right. It's true. These are the death throes. And some of us that are the focus of the death throes will not make it. But don't take that as a defeat. We are going to win. Nothing is going to stop us. We can't let these globalists run our lives. All right, coming up, Joel Gilbert.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert coming to you right from the left coast. I'm going to be back at 6 o'clock Eastern for a full hour with Larry Klayman, the attorney. We're going to talk about the Michael Cohen raid, the Robert Mueller persecution, the FBI mob boss James Comey, all the corruption with the federal judges, as well as the Andrew McCabe report, which just dropped. So come on back for the war room later on. Don't forget, of course, go to the Alex Jones store, see my new film right there and purchase it to help the resistance. It's Trump, the Art of the Insult. Now, I'm going to spend this segment talking about how important it was that Paul Ryan is leaving the House. I call it good riddance to Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan is old school establishment. He was the Republican leader in the House during Obama's presidency, and he did and said almost nothing to stop Barack Obama's radical agenda. Does anyone remember Paul Ryan leading the fight against Obama's open borders? Does anyone remember Paul Ryan saying anything about the IRS targeting of conservatives and the interference in the 2012 election? The only reason we had DOJ and FBI interference in 2016 is because the IRS interfered in 2012. Paul Ryan and the Republicans did nothing. Paul Ryan was and is not a fighter. The Republican base voters want fighters. So Paul Ryan was never a good fit for Speaker of the House, where he got very little done. I want to play a video of Paul Ryan telling us why he's quitting the House. Let's play that video.
That's why today I am announcing that this year will be my last one as a member of the House. What I realize is, if I am here for one more term, my kids will only have ever known me as a weekend dad. I just can't let that happen.
Okay, so let's tell the truth here. Paul Ryan did not resign because he wants to spend time with his teenage kids. Teenage kids are busy. They don't hang out with dad anyway. And it's not true that he's only been a weekend father. Congress is only scheduled to be in session about 130 days every year. So there's about 225 days with long vacations, winter, summer, spring, fall. So this is just a ridiculous excuse. Believe me, Paul Ryan's kids are very disappointed that their dad is resigning. They wish he would go back to Washington. They come to Washington. They have a great time. And these are the most famous kids in Wisconsin because their dad is the speaker 120 days out of a 365-day year. So family time is always a generic excuse, family time, for anyone who quits with a very big issue. So before I tell you the truth about why Paul Ryan is quitting, let's go back a bit. Who is Paul Ryan? Well, the first thing people think of when they see Paul Ryan, they think, well, there's Herman Munster all grown up. Herman Munster grew up and he ran for Congress. That's the first thing they think of. Now, Paul Ryan did nothing in his life before running for Congress. He came to Congress at age 28. Before that, he was an intern. Paul Ryan was just a congressional intern and then a legislative aide. So Paul Ryan was a child and is a child of the Washington swamp. And his alleged love and interest for tax and government reform was not original at all. It couldn't be because he had no experience in the private sector. Paul Ryan was a legislative aide for Jack Kemp. That's where he even got the idea of government reform. It was not even original. And again, Paul Ryan didn't do anything in his life before becoming a congressman at age 28. So you have Paul Ryan, unoriginal, inexperienced, never accomplished anything. And that's why Mitt Romney chose him for vice president. Mitt Romney, establishment guy, chooses a Washington swamp guy, and that's why they lost. That's why they lost to Barack Obama, who was very beatable, most unsuccessful pro-Russian first term in history of Barack Obama, killed the economy, started race wars, abuse of power, fast and furious, and they got two swamp creatures. So, look, the only thing that Paul Ryan accomplished in Congress that he said was the goal of his entire life that he couldn't accomplish for 20 years was tax reform. And the only way he did it was because of Donald Trump. This is the guy that Paul Ryan did not even support for president. For 20 years, Paul Ryan does nothing, and then Trump comes in and gets it done. Let's remind ourselves of what Paul Ryan felt about Trump's agenda. Let's look at that video.
Quote, Islam hates us. Did you mean all 1.6 billion Muslims?
I mean a lot of them.
Normally, I do not comment on what's going on in the presidential election. I will take an exception today. Some of our best and biggest allies in this struggle and fight against radical Islamic terror are Muslims. The vast, 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 vast majority of whom are peaceful, who believe in pluralism, freedom, democracy.
Donald Trump's plan to deport 11 million illegal immigrants could never pass Congress, according to the new Republican Speaker of the House.
I think you can oppose the president on some issue that you fundamentally disagree with, but also work with the other party on issues you do agree with.
So why is Ryan quitting Congress? Paul Ryan is going away because he can't stand Trump winning. He can't take the winning. It's too much winning. He can't stand it that he accomplished nothing and Trump came in and won. I want to show you a video excerpt from The Art of the Insult about what Trump said he would do in office and how he was going to win. Let's see that clip.
We're going to win with strength. We're going to win with help. We're going to win at so many levels. We're going to have win after win after win. You're going to get so tired of winning and you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. We can't take this much victory. Please stop. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're going to keep winning. 100% America first. We're going to make our country great again. We're going to win. We're going to win. And we're going to win.
Okay, so that's my take, is for 20 years, Paul Ryan could not get anything done on tax reform. Here comes an outsider, and he gets tax reform done. Paul Ryan cannot take the winning. He doesn't like the winning. It makes him feel bad. Paul Ryan is not a winner. He's afraid that Trump will win even more and make him look even worse. Paul Ryan, as Trump would say, Paul Ryan wants to go home to Wisconsin and go to sleep. I think Paul Ryan needs to step down now, not in January, and allow a strong conservative like Jim Jordan to lead the Republicans into the midterms. So I'm going to say good riddance to Paul Ryan. He represents everything we never needed in a leader. He's not a fighter. All he wanted to do was placate the establishment because he is and always will be an establishment swamp creature since he was 28 years old. That's my take on Paul Ryan. Now, the FBI and DOJ just released the McCabe report. We're going to be speaking for a full hour with attorney Larry Klayman coming up at 6 o'clock Eastern. We're also going to look at all the DOJ corruption, the raid on attorney Michael Cohen. A lot of people are saying that that raid on Michael Cohen's office, Donald Trump's attorney, was essentially opposition research. They're going to grab everything they can and start leaking it to the press. And they'll use all of that information to build up to the midterms. They'll leak it out slowly. Trump paid off this person. His lawyer paid off that person. Already Elliot Broidy, the finance chairman of the Republican National Committee. Elliot Broidy, big Trump supporter. What a coincidence. 24, 48 hours after the raid on Michael Cohen's offices, we find out that Michael Cohen represented Elliot Broidy in paying some hush money to a Playboy playmate. What a coincidence. So I think we're going to see them leak this information slowly and use it against Trump and the Republicans. The DOJ is out of control. The Robert Mueller persecution is out of control. Attorney Larry Klayman is going to be joining us to go through all these issues and talk about what Trump can and should do. Again, it's going to be at 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific. Don't forget to go to Alex Jones' store for Trump, the Art of the Insult. You won't stop laughing for 95 minutes. You've got to buy it from Alex Jones. You'll understand Trump for the very first time. Again, I'm Joel Gilbert, right from the left coast. I'll see you back at 6 o'clock Eastern with attorney Larry Klayman.
You won't hear me. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.